You used to say that you were the hardest working man in show business. Are you still the same?
I think I'm the same. For maybe a shorter period of time. But I never said I was the hardest working man. I was always given there by the people, you know. I think the worst thing to do is title your own self. I might be a little prejudiced if I do that.
How do you work in the studio? Because all your records sounds like they were
live,
100% live.
I go in with arrangements that I know, but just a limited amount of my musicians know the complete arrangement. That gives them a chance to emphasize.
Yes, on the back cover of your latest LP Jam 1980s, you said that now people want the real dance music.
Yes. Disco is a poor copy of soul.
Yes.
And it doesn't have the same beat as dynamic. So for about 5 years, I kind of got back because I wanted to, I was producing my own television show. And they've kind of taken it out of context. It's not real good music for kids to dance by. You know, they can't really get down and get into it. So I said, I decided I'd come back and make a real strong, heavy, solid record. And I thought it was one of my best efforts to cover a whole spectrum of music and still doing the same type of music. So I thought Jam 1980s was quite an album, because I've just released a new album. It's in a title of Take a Look at Those Kicks. It's kind of sexy, pretty nice. The world is dancing better today than the world 5 years ago. And in the late, in the 60s, only just a very small part of people could dance. 10 years later, 80% of the people can dance very good, you know. But I remember when only about 20% of the people could dance, you know.
Well, do you call your music soul or funk or...?
Well, we say soul because of inner feeling, but funk is really just blues.
Yeah.
I think either one of them would be a good title or a good expression. He said soul or funk, he'd really be saying the same thing. Even if he said the blues, you'd say the same thing. But we call it soul because soul is a commercial word today for expressing, other than going into a spiritual aspect or trying to express it the other ways. You just say soul and kind of cover a total spectrum.
You had a marathon TV show in late 60s when there was riot in Detroit and Washington. What was it like?
I felt that I was close enough to the people to communicate after the death of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I just knew that I'd been right. I'd been a big brother. I'm still a big brother, I hope. In my heart, I am.
Really?
Thank you. But I felt it was my duty to save bloodshed and try to bring people back to the senses as much as possible. And thank God I was able to do that. It was a very important part of my life and a highlight of my whole life. And I don't consider it a part of my career because I think that's far beyond career. I think that's about humanity, about people. And it was my duty. I think I was the one that God maybe chosen for that particular role, and I was able to do that. As much as I'm very proud of being this far where I was born and being able to communicate and coming over here, seeing people in the sand at that moment. Big brother, little brother, what have you. Just being loved and and seeing people you know, I love people, period, but seeing people that want to see you and wanted to see you for a long time makes me feel good. I felt that I've done very well by humanity, and very well, I've done good, I was good to myself as well. Because when I be good to somebody else, I'm only being good to myself. I'm sure you know I've recorded a lot of people. I've helped a lot of artists, direct and indirectly. I've probably influenced more people than any of the songwriters for contemporary music or popular music or whatever. When I started, my music was not a mainstream music. It was kind of an underground thing. Today, the music that I kind of pioneered into in 65, really heavy, is considered the music. It's about 80% of Brown, thank God. Fellow Michael Tillerson, who was involved in the pop, classical, he was on a Dick Cavett show. He said, it's always been Beethoven, Bach, Brahms. He said, now it's four B's. He said, who's the other one? He said, Brown. He said, what Brown? James Brown. And I thought that was, you know, quite a tribute. Well, it certainly flattered me, made me feel good to be included, you know, and not being able to finish elementary school and never having a chance to take any type of musical lessons. And yet, I have 44 gold records, and which is unbelievable. And I've composed 99% of my material and staged and choreographed my own show, designed my own costumes. I think that's quite an accomplishment. And you know, I owe it all to the people, because I was motivated to do more each and every day, year, and minute. I didn't set out to do all this. I only went out to be able to eat. I was hungry. And as I got into it, I said, you know, I think God must have intended for me to use this talent for humanity and bring all the joy I can, as much joy as I can. There's a lot of people who were before me. There's a lot who will come after me. And it's a lot other than me now, you know. I've been very fortunate, and I'm trying to give back as much of enjoyment as I can, because I've received so much when I never thought I would.
Which are your favorites among the younger artists?
Well, number one, if I said a favorite, then I would be letting a lot of people down. At one time, I could have made a statement of about a lot of artists, and it would just been my choice of musicians. Today, so many of them look up to me and love me. If I was singling out somebody that's new, I could cause a problem, you know. So I would say this. I'm still very much one of the real. Well, I have a lot of admiration for Stevie. I have a lot of admiration for Ray Charles. Yeah, and then there's a lot of people I like. I mean, I like country tunes as well, you know. A lot of country things I like. I like Mac Davis a lot. I think he's great. I like Billy Joel because he does good material. And then I like some disco people. I think Donna Summers is great. Yeah. There's a lot of people that haven't been heard of a lot and don't get very much publicity, and I can understand that too. But Staples singers, leader of the Staples singers, Mavis Staples, used Dynamite. I don't think that the music world or the press has been very fair by her. Because I've never got a lot of write-ups myself. My write-ups came after so many people went out telling their different fans about the fact that they got a lot of teaching from me, like Bootsy with the Parliaments, Bootsy Rubber Band, rather, mm-hmm. the Parliaments, Funkadelics. I read an article today, Donna Summers, and was surprising because I liked Donna anyway. And the Richard family, almost all of the groups you can name, the Stylistics, the Shylights, mm-hmm. you can just name them from now on. At one time or another, they were with me. I even gave Otis the Big O one of his booths because he was on some shows with me in 1969 and 68. And I thought he was being treated unfair because he was on the show with me and he had a lot to offer, so I made him the co-star of the show to make sure he get more exposure and get more time on the stage, because time is very important. If you're on the stage, you must have a chance to have enough time to do your thing, you know. And I'm very proud, and I thank God that I'm not one that tried to take all of the glory. I wanted to share it with other people, and I want other people to get a chance to express themselves and see how they could project themselves. They know they're going to see me, but to know that there are other people up there who could be as great or even greater, and if I could have any little part in helping them to express themselves, I like that. We have a young lady on the show. Her name is Martha High. If you catch the show tonight, I'd like for you to take a look at her because she's quite a singer.
I'm moving to Liberia.
I'm going to move there if I don't stay 100% because I feel that the whole world needs me, and certainly my motherland needs me a lot. So I just couldn't sit in Liberia. I would be doing what I think I'm set out to do. Kids back in the bush, they know James Brown, so they must be able to see James Brown. I live for them, you know, and I say two people, period. I hope you live 200 years and I live 200 years minus one day, so I never know beautiful people like the people that made me will never pass away.
I mean, you are the kind of music you play. You think you are, maybe because of your ancestral background, but in Africa, you have that kind of influence in your music. Does
he
influence you?
Well, it has to come out in me because that's my motherland. But once one has seen many things, you hear many people, many countries, many feelings in his music. I have a born dedication from my convictions, and I will never deny that. And I'm sure the world knows that. Because I've expressed that, I figure one should be a part of his conviction, his inner self, and that's why I have to go back to my motherland. But by the same token, there are a lot of countries that has a lot to offer music. South America is fantastic. Any Latin country has tremendous rhythm. There are things I like out of the Orient, because I've become a musician as well. I owe that to myself, as well as my conviction. Philosophical, I can say a lot of things from here. Anything I can do to better me and better people who suffer the same conviction and struggle, I'm going to do that. But by the same token, I have an obligation to me as a performer. I have an obligation to people all over the world. And in my music, it has to be about all people.
Have you worked with the State Department?
I wanted to go to Vietnam, and It was my request that I go. That's a part of American politics. I'm not going to bring that to this country. I come here to perform in America as an American citizen. I will fight for what I believe in. But outside of the American system, I won't bring their politics here. I was born there, and I have my duty there. Every man should have a duty to his country and to himself. And I'm proud to say that. I'm not always happy with the situation. And when I'm not happy, I open my mouth.
Are you happy with America?
Are you happy with your wife?